If you have Psalm 25,
oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Woo. Glory to God. Verse 1, to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, indeed, everybody, let no one wait on you to be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth, hallelujah, and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation, hallelujah. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth.
Amen.
Nor my transgressions.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to your mercy, remember me. Hallelujah. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, he teaches sinners his in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquities,
yes,
for it is great. How good our Lord is.
How good he is.
Woo, hallelujah.
Praise God.
A word of God for the people of God.
Hallelujah.
May you take this word and cherish it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, put your hands together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Come on,
church.
I know it was the blood.
Come on, church.
I know it was the blood.
Come on,
church.
I know it was the blood.
Oh,
no.
I know it was the blood.
praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can I get the church in the house say nothing but the blood?
Nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need.
God has given us everything that we need. It's by His blood, church. It's by the blood of the precious Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have everything I need. Hallelujah. I thank God for my friends. Yes, and Facebook family. God bless you this morning. Because you know what? We have everything we need when we have Christ Jesus. Yes, He is. He's strong when I'm weak. Yes, He is. He's all my strength. And I just want to greet you from Mount Gerizim. Mount Gerizim Christian Church, where the blessings of the Lord are proclaimed, produce and pursue. God bless you. Welcome. We welcome you to Fire on the Mount this morning. Our Sunday morning service. God bless you. I know God have a word for you this morning because He is the great I Am. And He have everything that we need. To God be the glory. He's everything that we need. We talked about the true vine. How we can pull on a true vine when we're connected. We have a source, the husband of man, the true vine. Yes, and we be in the branches and we produce fruits. To God be the glory. But see, this morning, God is opening our eyes to something also, who He is. He's the God of wisdom. Do you hear me this morning? He's the God of wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because see, the word of God says about wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says something about wisdom. It is true, church. It says, wisdom is the principal thing.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. That comes from Proverbs 4:7. See, wisdom is virtue. It's a virtue that isn't innate, meaning that you weren't born with wisdom, but can acquire. It can be acquired through worldly and spiritual experiences.
Hallelujah.
Anyone who is interested in trying new things and reflecting on the process has the ability to gain wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. By learning as much as you can, by learning everything, turn all the mics off, please, y'all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, Facebook fam, but there's some background noise that's bothering the old pastor. He's an old man. Just turn it down just a little bit. Turn it down just a little bit. Amen. Maybe we can get that noise away. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Amen. Good. Praise God.
All right. By learning as much
as much as you can, analyzing your experiences and putting your knowledge to test and putting it into practice. We're talking about wisdom. See, when people do that, a person become wiser. He become wiser.
See, wisdom is learning how to take the knowledge given and apply.
It is to our lives, to apply to our lives. It is a workable manner, help me Jesus, so that it benefits us and benefit those who live around us. This is why King Solomon, he advised us to get wisdom. This is also why he said that wisdom is the principal thing. That wisdom is the chief thing. That wisdom is the main thing. So this morning, church, wisdom comes from a mighty God. This morning, we're going to look at the book of wisdom, which is in Proverbs in the Old Testament, and see what we can glean. For during this time of COVID-19, we need all the wisdom that we can get. I tell you, we do. Every ounce we need it. And where is better to get wisdom from? The Word of God. So the text this morning is Proverbs 3, 1 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have it? The Word of God reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes." Listen to me now. "Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise, and we come against that enemy that's trying to distract us, distract me through the microphones and things of that nature. We bind his hands right now in Jesus' name. We let the blood of Jesus stand tall. Woo, thank God for the blood. This morning, as I stand before your people, dear God, I pray to God that you preach with power, clarity, and understanding, dear God. I pray that this word get into the very marrow of their bones. I pray to God that they, after they hear this word, they apply this word to their very lives, that we can live a life of wisdom. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. It's in your Son, God. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As I look at this verses, I want you all to take a look at verse 7. I want you to keep verse 7 in mind, because it says something. I know I'm going to the last verse that I read in my text, but I want you to keep this verse in mind as we go through the scriptures this morning. It says, "Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Wow. See, how we visualize things. How do you visualize things? How do you perceive things? How you see things, we are not to use wisdom based on our perception. Amen? We are not to. When I see what I see, I'm talking about me, y'all. I'm talking about what I see with my own eyes. I ain't talking about your eyes this morning. What you see with your eyes is different. You may perceive something different than I do, but what I see with my own eyes, I see a president that lies. Mm,
I see a president lies and divide a nation. When I see injustice and inequality with my own eyes in the streets of America that are given by those. Injustice and inequality is given by the police officers who are called to protect and serve us, black people. When I see the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, when the government feel that it's not necessary to give people who are out of work, unemployed, $600 a week. When I see those things, I mean a week just to live on. When I see through my own eyes, COVID-19 has shut down the world. And 170,000 or more people have died, have lost their lives, how it has affected their family and their friends and even this nation. And people still resist to wear a mask, to wash their hands, and to stay 6 feet from each other. I see when I see y'all with my own eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about Pastor Chester Sampson. To make, when I see those things, I may make unwise decisions.
Amen.
I may even make evil decisions.
Come on now.
I may even make ungodly decisions when I see those things through my own eyes. Mm. But see, the word of God tells me we are to fear the Lord.
Fear the Lord.
With reverence. Awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. See, I must use wisdom, y'all. I must use the wisdom of God. Oh, because see, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thou getting, get understanding. See, King Solomon tells his son this morning. He said, my son, he said, forget not my law. But let thine heart keep my commandment. Wow. Praise the Lord. You know what? In order to forget something, you got to know something.
All right now.
If you don't know it, you can't forget it. But see, King Solomon, he taught his son. See, one thing about the Jewish culture, they was taught the laws from age birth to 12, they was in the house being taught the laws by their mother. And then the father took the hand at 12 years old, and he began to continue to teach them. Yes. He said, don't forget. See, in our homes, did you forget? I never forget what Edna White had told me. She said, don't hate people, love them. You may hate their ways, but love the person. I can't forget it, y'all. In Sunday school, we learned the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul. We learned those things. He is God and God alone. We learned the Ten Commandments. Do unto others. You know, we learned those things in Sunday school. Don't forget. We can't forget. He's saying to his son not to forget the wisdom. In regular school, when I was in regular school years and years and years ago, in the early 60s, you know what we used to do? We used to say this, our Father, which art in heaven.
That's right.
Hallowed be thy name. Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done.
That's right.
In earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Give us this day, hallelujah, our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive those who our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Mm-hmm. For thine is the kingdom,
yes, sir,
and the power, and the glory forever. And I can't forget that, y'all. Mm-hmm. And this is what it says. See, Solomon advised as a father to his son, begin with a warning. Never, ever forget,
yes,
God's word.
Hallelujah.
When he said, my law. See, Solomon didn't need his law in the sense of his own personal decrees, but as God's word that he had eternalized and made personal. Be not wise in thy own eyes. The word of God says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And see, it has benefits. Because in verse 2, it tells me some benefits that it has in listening and obeying. It says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Awesome benefits, y'all. Look at it. Length of days. Look at the benefits that you will acquire in using wisdom. Isn't that something? Long days. Long life. Length of days. Peace. Glory to God. How much peace do we need today, y'all? Mm-hmm. I mean, people are sitting at home, saying that they're depressed, being oppressed. They can't, they feel like they can't do what they want to do. But the devil's like, I have peace in the midst of this storm. Yes, it's a storm that's raging around us called COVID-19. But you know what? The Lord God Almighty, the one who has all wisdom, the all-wise God, he gives me peace. See, this is a blessed combination. Mm-hmm. When you talk about length of days and long life and peace. But you know what? Having long life, having length of days, it could be a curse if you don't have peace. Mm-hmm. If you live a long life and then have peace, it could be a curse, y'all. See, so this encouraged us. This word encouraged us to submit. Submit ourselves to the divine laws of God. Not to be wise in our own eyes, y'all. How we perceive things. Oh, we think we are wise because, see, we have a lot of worldly wisdom in us. All right. And see, worldly wisdom and spiritual wisdom are two different things. We can't use worldly wisdom and expect to live like this. To have the benefits of prosperity that God can add to your life. Mm-hmm. Oh, how great it is when God's commandments said he shall add to us length of days. Amen. To a good, useful, to be used by God. You know, not just to be doing your own thing, but let the days to be used in the kingdom of God. To serve him, to pursue to serve him, to serve him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Yes. That's what he wants to give you, length of days. He don't want to give you length of days to be cruising. Take a cruise every month or two. Going to the beach every weekend. All about me, living in a culture that is called a culture of selfishness. Mm-hmm. Yes, a culture of selfishness. He didn't give you length of days for that. He gave you length of days and a long life to serve him. Oh, like Caleb, he said, hey, I'm 85 years old, Lord, and my eyes are just as good as they were when I was 40. And give me my mountain. Hallelujah. Give me my territory. Yes. I'm ready to take it. Right. At 85, are you ready to take yours? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to continue to serve yours? Mm-hmm. And then, he said, they shall add an eternal life in heaven. Ooh, glory to God. Let the days forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. Ooh, now you're talking about length of days. You're talking about eternity. Ooh. He gives that to us. So, be not wise in thy own eyes. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And see, in verse 3, it tells us something also. It said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Ooh, glory. Bind them about thy neck. write them upon the table of thy heart. Ooh, it tells me something. You know what that tells me? It said, hold on. Hold on to his mercy. Hold on to his unmerited favor. Hold on to God's truth. Ah, bring it so close to you. Bind it around. You know, ladies and men, some of them wear necklaces. And it's like an ornament around the neck. Have it close to you, just like an ornament around your neck. Write it on your heart. Ah, on the tablets of your heart. Ah, come on now. Hold on. See, mercy, you know, the neck. Neck is a very vital part of your body. That's where air travels from your lungs to your mouth and your nostrils. Oh, it's vital. Oh, to hold on to God's mercy.
Hallelujah.
You need it for life, y'all.
Yes,
you need his mercy. You need his grace.
Yes.
And then he said, on the tables of my heart, on your heart. Oh, you know heart is very vital. The heart pumps blood throughout the body, the physical heart. But we know he's talking about that spiritual heart. He's talking about the most inner part of you. When you write that down on the tablets, oh, just like he took his finger and he wrote the Ten Commandments on stone. He wants us to write the laws of God on our heart. Not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Vital, y'all.
Vital.
It's vital. It's mercy. Mercy and truth. They're both are important. They both are important and should never, ever be forsaken by you. Do not forsake. See, by binding and writing, Solomon, he was a great teacher too. Solomon, the teacher, is stressing that teaching has become part of the disciple's life.
Yes.
Come on now. Learning the law, it becomes part of your life. It becomes so much part of your life, it becomes your lifestyle.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Wisdom.
Mm.
When godly wisdom is applied, it can become your lifestyle. We know of God's mercy and truth during these days. Has he been merciful to you?
Yes, he has.
During these days. Oh, how merciful he's been. Oh, yes. God has been merciful, and his word is always true. Even though the storm of COVID-19 is all around us, when we pull on the wisdom of God, when we don't see things or make choices by our what we see in our own eyes. Ah. Because see, when we see things, I can make some foolish mistakes, y'all.
Amen.
Oh, I can turn love into hate. When I see things on TV, I can do that. But see, the wisdom of God said, love your neighbor as yourself. He said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Those he calls the blessings upon their head. You know, it's easy to trip and to take the low road with all the things that we hear and see as a people. I mean, I just don't understand. As a people, you know, the killing of black people in the street, y'all. I mean, how many have died since George Floyd? Ah, and we see it every day in the news, and it's coming at us, boom, boom, on the radio, as we have conversation with others. And we don't use wisdom. We cannot use wise, cannot be wise in our own thinking, in our own eyes. And a president, good gracious, this guy telling people to vote twice, commit fraud.
Jesus.
You know you can't listen to that.
Amen.
You got too much wisdom. Even worldly wisdom got too much wisdom to do that stupid thing, to vote twice. But we as God's children, we know better. We know better. We can't listen to that. Because see, we see these things. Because we visualize these things on TV. We visualize people walking in the street. We visualize black signs, Black Lives Matter. We see the signs. But we, be not wise in thy own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Reverence the Lord. Fear the Lord. And depart from evil. Y'all know evil rise up in you. Huh? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, it rises up. Evil sticks his old head up every now and then. And you want to. You want to do something in the flesh. I had a conversation with a very, very beautiful, lovely woman that I love truly. And it's easy for us. She wanted to get back at somebody, but through talking and prayer, she said, I'm going to let God fight my battle. Mm-hmm. That's wisdom. Mm-hmm. When we let God fight our battle. I know it's a song that Beverly plays every now and then. How I fight my battles. Mm-hmm. This is how I fight my battles. When I pray on my knees. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to do. We have to use that wisdom to fight our battles on our knees, y'all. That's godly wisdom.
Yes.
And see, look what else God shares with us. When we choose not to be wise in our own eyes. He says in verse 4, so shalt thou find favor. Favor! Favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Man, just finding favor in the sight of God is good. But see, what God would do, when you find favor in the sight of God, by doing those things, by applying wisdom, the wisdom of God, you shall find favor in his sight. When you find favor in the sight of God, he'll give you favor with men.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, you want to find favor vertically, mm-hmm. and God will give it to you horizontally.
Glory.
Yes, he will, y'all. Mm-hmm. That's the God that we serve. You know, some people say, favor ain't fair, but favor is fair.
Yes, it is.
Favor is just as fair as it can be. Because you have found favor in God's eye. Yes, it's fair.
Amen.
God is a just God.
Yes, he is.
That's right. He's a just God. And he chooses who to give favor to.
Amen.
But listen to this. When you find favor in the sight of God, look who company you are in. In Luke 2:52. Listen to this. Look at the company that you have when you find favor in God. By using wisdom. Godly wisdom. He said, and Jesus increased in wisdom. And in stature. And in favor with God and man. Ain't that something? Oh, King Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and soon coming King.
Amen.
You'll be walking right as the same way Jesus walked. He said, in stature, in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. Woo, glory to God. That made me want to shout, y'all. I'm telling you. Ain't that good news?
Yes, it is.
That is good news. Just, and like I said, people, favor is fair.
Amen.
Favor is of God. Glory, hallelujah, for favor.
Yes.
I thank God for his wisdom. I thank God for his favor. I thank God for his understanding. Giving me understanding. Mm. Good understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mercy and truth. Hallelujah. Forsake not mercy and truth. Hallelujah. Applying wisdom of God. Ah, wisdom, y'all. To God be the glory. His wisdom. He said in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
You know what? With all thine heart. We know our heart can be very deceitful. But see, when you put your trust in God with all thine heart, all who you are, your very being, your very being, and then and not lean unto thine own understanding. That goes back to what you see with your own eyes. Because see, when you see things with your own eyes, you get a different understanding. In actuality, you miss the understanding. You miss the understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord. Well, who can you trust in? Who are you putting your trust in now? Oh, you can't put your trust in the government.
Amen.
No. You can't put your trust in some of your mother, your father and mother, your parents.
Amen.
And your children.
All right.
I mean, you're getting of age, some of us. You think I'm going to trust my children to take care of me? No, sir. My trust is in the Lord. That he would give me long life as I serve him. And I'm going to serve him every step of the way. I'm going to put my trust in him. And I'm not going to lean until my own understanding. You know, you can lean so far till you fall. Huh?
Amen.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all seen that, what, the Leaning Tower of, what, Pisa?
Pisa.
In Italy? Yeah. It's leaning, y'all. And we don't want to lean. We want to stand on the word of God and trust him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we stand on the word of God, we acknowledge him. Acknowledge him for being God of all. For being the all-wise true God. We acknowledge him as the creator of all. We acknowledge him who is in control of everything.
Yes, God.
When we acknowledge that, he said, he shall direct our path. You don't need no GPS. When you got God,
amen.
He'll direct your path. Trusting the Lord with not just some of your heart. A little heart over here. I'm gonna trust him. I'm gonna trust God to take care of this illness. But over here, I ain't gonna trust him with my money.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Huh? No, I can't trust him with all the money I make.
Come on.
But I'm gonna trust him to heal me.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Crusaders. They were hired to go into battle. And before they went into battle, they had to be baptized.
That's right.
But you know what they did? They baptized their body, but they took the sword and kept it out of the water. Because they were going to use that sword for murder and killing. They had trust in that sword. And see, some of us do the same thing. When it comes to trust, it's to be a portion. We trust him with something, but not everything.
Amen.
He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen out there? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
To God be the glory. I'm about to finish up, y'all. I'm not going to keep you long. But I just want you to understand wisdom. Just as Christ is the true vine, and we are the branches, how he provides for us, how he give us sources and resources. He's our source and our resources. It's the same thing when it comes to wisdom. When you need wisdom, don't go to the world for wisdom. Go to the word of God. Everything that we need, every decision that we make, we can find the answer in the word of God. This is the first. The word is your first step to wisdom. You're going to learn wisdom by experiences, situation. But even in those experiences, in those situations, the word of God will speak. And then find somebody that you can talk to. Because in the multitude of counsel, can you hear me? In the multitude of counsels, there's safety. Get with people who also pull on God's wisdom. I remember one time, Patty and I, First Lady and I, we had just got out of college. The bills was coming, the children was coming. money was lack and slack. And I went to someone in the world. And he told me, he said, well, just file bankruptcy. Man, they'll pay all your bills. And I did. I took worldly wisdom. But see, even in the midst of that, God gave me some sense. I made a bad decision, but you know what God did? He said, write a letter explaining your situation and send it to the credit bureau? Yeah. And we did that. And during that time, you know, it says it's 7 to 10 years. We was able to buy a house, purchase a new van, had money in the bank. Because we listened to God. Yeah, I listened to the world first. But I changed that thing. I put that thing in the gear called Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we got to trust in the Lord, God. Trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding.
That's right.
So there again, be not wise in thine own eyes. Don't let your eyes fool you. Because our eyes, what we perceive, like I was saying, I'm telling you what my perceptions are, what's going on in this world today. You may perceive things different. People out there may perceive things different. But what I see in the streets, in the White House, it made me want to make some crazy decisions in my own eyes. But I can't do that. I got to make decisions based on God's wisdom. Wisdom, y'all, is the principal thing. Wisdom is the main thing. Wisdom is the chief thing. So therefore, get wisdom. And with all thou getting, don't miss the understanding. Don't miss it. Get the understanding. I don't care what it is, you get the understanding. Because see, one thing I know about wisdom, y'all, wisdom comes from the mouth of God.
Come on now. Come on.
Wisdom. The word of God in Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need it today like we never needed before. The Lord dropped in my spirit yesterday, y'all. Good gracious, I thank him for dropping it in my spirit. He said something to me. He spoke to me. Y'all know we started this year off with 2020 vision, seeing clearly. Y'all know we did. Y'all know we had plans. Yes, Rosita and I was putting invitations together for Easter, for Mother's Day, for the revival. We had all these things planned, but in March, the focus, the 2020 vision that we had, we've seen clearly for this year, 2020. But see, what the Lord is telling me, his wisdom is telling me and us, Mount Gerizim, we got to refocus. Yes, 2020, with the glasses on, something happened, it got fuzzy. I got to refocus. We got to go back to the master. We got to go back to the master, and I am, y'all. Believe me, I am seeking his face for refocusing. Because see, the vision that we had in January is not the same vision We're not going to be able to do things the same way we did last year. We're not going to be able to do outreach the same way we did outreach last year. We're not going to be able to do seminars and things of that nature the same way we did in 2019. We got to refocus. And we need God's wisdom to do so. Who else can do it? Who else? Nobody but God. So I'm telling you, Mount Gerizim, get before God. You know the areas of ministry that you work in. You know, get before God. Lay before him and in his face for prayer, for worship, for teaching, for being hospitable. How are we going to be more hospitable in these times? We're talking about now we got to do more than outreach. We got to do something called digital evangelism.
That's right.
How are we going to reach people?
That's good.
God got it. He got the answer.
Yes, he does.
He got the answer. If there's someone out there that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm giving you some wisdom. Get to know him.
Amen.
You need to know Jesus and walk with him closer than you ever walked before. Amen. That's what you need to do today, y'all. Yes, in this dark world we living in. With all the things that's coming forward, we have people that die weekly. I mean, every week, somebody is dying. Every day, every second, somebody's dying and they're going to hell if they don't know Jesus. It's up to us to share the gospel. Aren't we instruments in his hand? That's why he's giving us longevity. That's why he's giving us long life, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't you know the Bible says something about it? He who wins souls is what?
Wise.
Yes, that's good. Sharing the gospel is wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh, please tell somebody about Jesus. Don't keep Jesus to yourself. Share Jesus to this dying world. People need Jesus more today than they ever needed before. Share Jesus. Call somebody up today. If you don't even go to their house or go into the street, call them up, text them, do something. Facebook them, FaceTime them, do something. Share Jesus. Because see, Jesus, don't you know something? Wisdom came down. Wisdom came down to 40 and two generations to save us. Wisdom. God sent his only begotten son. He came down. He came down. And he had a mission. God came down in flesh. And his face was like a flint. Headed to Calvary. Yes. The Bible said he grew in stature. He grew in favor and wisdom and understanding. He walked this earth and he grew. But he was headed to the cross. Oh, for our very souls. He knew that his blood, it was the blood of Jesus that could only redeem us. It wasn't going to be a blood of the lamb. It wasn't going to be a blood of a turtle dove. It was going to be the blood of the precious Lamb of God. It was his blood. Oh, his blood, y'all. So if you don't allow the enemy to keep you from accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He paid the price.
Amen. Amen.
Put your faith in the finished work of Jesus. That he died, he was buried, and he rose with all power. The finished work of Christ, not works that you have done being a good person. No, it's the finished work of Christ that will get you into the kingdom. And he's knocking at the door. And he's so good to us. What he did on an evening he gathered his disciples together. He gathered them together and he said, let's go up here to this room. He said, I want to have supper with you for the last time here on earth. I want y'all to come to the table. He said, I want y'all to come to the table and I want y'all to break bread and have wine with me. And you know what he did? He told us to continue that this is a holy sacrament. Don't take communion for granted, y'all. Communion with God, to commune with him, to sup with him, to have a supper with Jesus. Y'all know how supper used to be. When grandmama said, come on, it's supper time. Oh, the men would come out the fields. The children would come out of the yard. They'd come and they'd sit around the table and they would have supper. On this first Sunday in September, we're going to come to the table today. And we're going to sup with Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to acknowledge, the bread that represents his body. We acknowledge that the bread represents the body of Christ. His physical body that was beaten. 39 lashes. With cattail, with iron and stones, where he was beaten and his skin on his back was torn, y'all. And he bled. You can see the very ribs in his back, if you can imagine how he was beaten, how he was mocked, how his beard was plucked, how he was spit upon. Yes. We acknowledge that body. And not only that, we acknowledge the body of Christ that he's the head of. He's the head of the body of Christ in this whole world, this whole universe. He's the head. He is King Jesus. And we are his body. Yes. We are his body here on earth. We acknowledge that today. We acknowledge that this morning. And then we acknowledge that he bled. The blood, y'all.
Hallelujah.
We know what? Just because Jesus used the fruit of the vine to represent his blood, I don't know if it. Because he says so, we do it. But the representation of his blood, we're talking about his blood. We're talking about he bled, y'all. He bled from his head, from his feet, from his hand, from his side. He bled out the precious blood of the Lamb of God. He redeemed us with that blood. Jesus' blood. Oh, for us who deserve death, who deserve the cross, who deserve hell, because the wages of sin is death. But the blood, he took that blood and he washed. He washed our sins away. How precious. How precious is the blood of God. It's so precious, y'all. And then the fellowship as he sat around the table with his disciples. We acknowledge the fellowship. The body. His disciples. We can sit around the table. We can sup with him. Hallelujah. We can drink wine. We can eat of the bread that represents his body, and the wine represents his blood.
Everybody sing together, old person.
And we can sit around and commune with him this morning. But what did you do before we take communion? He wants us to examine ourselves. Only you know. And him. He knows. But you know what sins we have committed. Seen and unseen. But you know. So things came up in my spirit, man, when I saw black men getting killed. I had to watch that. I had to guard my heart to keep from sinning and turning love into hate. I asked the Lord to forgive me for those thoughts and how people can follow a leader that's spewing out hate and division and they love him so. I have to watch my heart. So examine your heart. Examine thine heart this morning before we take up communion. And you know what? He'll forgive us. He's a forgiving God. So let's examine ourselves. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we acknowledge the bread is your body, physically and spiritually. We acknowledge the fruit of the vine as your blood and as fellowship with like believers. When we come to the table, we ask for you to forgive us of all the sin that we have committed. Cleanse us as you did before. Wash us with your blood over and over and over again. Cleanse us. That we may sup with you, dear God, for a clean heart and clean hands this morning. So, dear God, we ask this in your Son Jesus' name to forgive us. And we give you thanks, glory, and honor that you allow us to sup with you as we commune this morning, this first Sunday of September. In Jesus' name, saints, amen. Elder and minister, can y'all wait on the congregation? And if you out there have wine and bread, take part with us as we sup with him. It's a representation. So go to your refrigerator, get some grape juice. I don't care if you get grape Kool-Aid and a little bread. Sup with him. We know what it means. It's the meaning behind it. Amen. Our congregation is now moving toward the table to gather their sacrament. Hallelujah. I pray you all also. And we're going to have communion with God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, how precious. Oh, how precious is the Lord.
Give God some.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Give me help, baby. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shanda Karmare. Yetarmara Sunda Shanda.
Hey!
Your blood, Lord. Your body, Lord. This is the bread. He took the bread and he lifted it up and he gave thanks to his Father in heaven. And they ate together in Jesus' name.
He was.
He took the fruit of the vine that represented his blood. Oh, how precious is the blood. Let's just say that. Oh, how precious is the blood.
How precious is the blood.
He gave thanks again.
Thank you, Jesus.
He thanked his heavenly Father in him.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that he was getting ready to go and shed his blood for a world. A sinful world. He was willing. As we acknowledge the blood this morning through the fruit of the vine, and we acknowledge the fellowship, let's all drink together. God bless you. Oh, precious is the blood. Glory, hallelujah. So they sung a song. We got a song right here. Just listen to this song right here. And let it penetrate.
Woo! Calvary.
H-O-L-Y capital H-O-L-Y. Don't touch the home.